What's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 245. The best part of your Monday. My name is Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty. Joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad. Let's take a spin around the Jackal cage and see who's joining us tonight. Coming up first, your nocturnal neighbor, Brian Brink. What's up, buddy?
What's up, people? How are you? I don't know if I have anything clever at all to say today.
No. Nothing at all? Is your brain wiped?
It's been a rough day.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to be here with you guys. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Happy Wednesday. Because none of us know what day it is. That's
I have no idea.
It's the best part of your Wednesday.
I guess. It works out fine. Dust, how are you, my man?
Yo, I'm going to bank off of what Brian just said, but shitty fucking couple of days, but I'm here with you guys and looking forward to it, and I'm sure my mood will change.
All right.
Give me some time.
Tyler.
Give me some time.
I hear you humming in the background, man.
Yep.
I am still plowing away on ear savers.
There you go, man.
Just sent a batch out to Brammer's wife.
Nice.
So sweet. Yeah. Good. So if you're in the realm and you need some, or you have loved ones in the medical field, hit me up. We'll get some dispatched out to you as soon as we can.
Awesome, dude. Sweet. And Chan.
Hey. Not much. I'm good. Hope everybody else is good.
We missed you last week.
I'm sorry I wasn't here. I had probably one of the worst pain days I have had in probably 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I was down. I couldn't get out of bed. I was hoping, like, with some rest and just chill, I'd be able to sit down here and be on the show, and there was no way. I couldn't.
It was all that cooking and jumping around like a bunny. It was the bunny hops that you were doing.
I think it was a barometric pressure thing, to be honest with you. Like, my dad told me he was down. A lot of people told me they weren't doing well. I don't know.
Kelly hadn't been doing too hot the past week or so because of that. Weather always gets to her.
And supposedly, from what they told me, because of all the metal down there and, like, the fact that there's no it's like heavy metal.
More machine now than woman.
It's bionic and shit. And because, like, the knee joint is so compressed that it's severe arthritis. So, you know, gotta sometimes you just gotta put your feet up, kick back, play some Borderlands 3, and take some extra meds.
There you go.
Lady Deathstrike over there.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good. No complaints from me. Just making the best of every day. I know we might need to change the name of the next segment to Slim Pickens. But we'll roll through just to see what's happening. Nuts. Oh, remix number 7.73.
He almost didn't get that one.
let's start out with Mr. Brink. What'd you get?
I got some Planters cheese balls.
Ooh.
Have you been on the hunt for those?
I have not. I just happened to. They were in line of sight, and I was coming right for us. I just picked them up, and dude, they are just as good as I remember as a kid. They're just really good. And that is got some more bandanas to wrap around my face, since it seems that we'll be doing that.
Stick them up, partner,
for the rest of time. Yeah, lots of different colors, and
so you can coordinate.
Yes, that's right.
It's important in times like these.
That's right.
It's very important.
And that is it. No, no figures, no toys. Wait, just some essentials? No, nothing.
All right, easy enough.
Try
Dust,
to catch that fly buzzing around. well, what's funny is, what was that Monday night, Brian?
Monday night,
we were hanging out afterwards, and you enabled me to buy a little something from Amazon Japan through your account, and thank you very much. And Friday it shows up. Friday.
Whoa.
Monday to Friday.
Wow.
Living on the edge here, man. I'm working and dodging droplets, and now I'm buying a very fragile toy.
Nice.
I think, wow.
It was the Rock Watch we did. We were watching some old Transformers, and I was like, man, I got to just at least get it and compare them.
So, right.
Pretty cheap price, came fast. And I don't know. It's got to be one of those brave nights to dig into that. Anybody that knows out there, give me the perfect review to transform that figure.
One of those brave nights.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was the last one at the bar.
One of those brave nights. So I guess I'm all good then. I got this season.
Get your ass in the car.
That's it. That's it on the toy front, you know.
Tyler.
Well, I had to officially retire my old desk chair since I have pretty much been living in it for the last 3 weeks. Got a new one of those. On the fun front, I picked up Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, fun.
Still haven't opened it. I plan to some point this week. I picked up Luigi's Haunted Mansion for the Switch, for the kids and the wife.
Nice. Sure, that's what they all say.
No,
it's for the kids. I don't play those kind of games. That's not mine. I only play tactical games.
No, I played the Mario for it. It was a fun game.
Dude, that's all I play.
Mario Odyssey. That was Mario it, right?
Life.
I got a couple new rolls of filament. So hopefully bang out some cool stuff there. Trying to think, what else did I get? I picked up the 40-year and the anniversary Star Wars figures of Han and Leia.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
40th anniversary.
Black series?
The Black series. They're not for me. They're going to get put in a box.
Oh, well.
And then,
that's what's coming down. So
does that count?
Does it what?
Does that really count? Should we call a new segment? What'd you get for someone?
Maybe.
Cue the music.
In these days and age.
I got 28 Mezco Magnetos.
There you go.
Where'd you find them?
Walmart.
They weren't taped off with the caution tape?
No.
You just went under the tape.
Oh, no. It's not that serious up here.
I've been afraid of Walmart.
I haven't been to Walmart or Target since.
And then
months.
I snagged the Boba Fett Black Series helmet.
Boba Fett.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where? So, yeah.
Where was that? Target, did I see?
Walmart had them.
Walmart had them. Okay.
Yeah. How come you're not wearing it right now?
I haven't opened it yet.
Can you put a filtration in it?
Oh, that's a good question. I wonder how much room's on the inside of it. I'm going to have to check it out now.
Some of those are really nice and padded and shit on the inside from what I've seen.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll let you guys know. Maybe I'll wear it next week.
Sounds like a plan.
Does that
wrap you up, Tyler?
That's it. That's everything. And I picked up the Jordan 5s yesterday that dropped during the Michael Jordan documentary series.
You know,
he slid that in there.
I just remember.
Sorry, Chris. Oh, I was going to say, I had no idea that documentary was coming out, and all of a sudden I'm seeing like nothing but article after article after article, and I'm like, holy shit, did he just die? Because usually that's what happens when you start seeing like all these articles come out about somebody.
I thought it was really good. I watched both episodes. I was looking forward to the rest of it. And those shoes, Tyler, I had uninstalled that app a while back, but I installed it and it like flashed that on the screen and went away and I could not find it. So apparently they went really quick.
Yeah, they went up right at 9 o'clock.
And that was a total quick strike, right?
Yeah. I think they called it a hyper strike. I don't know. I got a text at 8:55 that said, make sure your sneaker app's open. And I was like, okay, cool. Last time they did it was during the Super Bowl, during Timberlake's appearance.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be something that cool, but I was like, I already have these, but I'm already here, so might as well. So
yeah, it's okay. I didn't need them anyway.
And I was going to say, I don't think that color's been out with the Nike logo on the back since like 2001 or 2002. So it's good. Yeah.
Right on. All right. I know this is kind of disrespectful, I guess, or hateful, because I was at Walmart today, and I had heard that my Walmart, you could buy paper products, but you had to go back to layaway where they had them. And I needed paper towels. So I could buy two packs of paper towels. So they had the Bounty, like jumbo ones, or just like the store brand regular. So I went with the Bounty. And they had one lonely, I think they had four cases of toilet paper. And it literally was, it was a four pack that just in a clear package with a black box that said toilet paper.
Some repo man shit.
And yep. people were buying it because I guess they're out of toilet paper.
Over by me, we're getting better. The paper is not too bad. It's other things that are going.
Yeah, my store is flush with paper right now.
Yeah.
At all.
We finally broke through, and we were getting those trucks that we were looking for 2 weeks ago.
The trucks from November.
Now we're just frozen vegetables are gone, so people must be wiping their ass with those now. I guess what happened was one of our warehouses, something happened, and they shut it down, and we were getting stuff from a different warehouse, and now we're all fucked up with that. So probably one of the crews got sick, and then they had to go in and sanitize and shut down for a little bit.
So. Yep, it's going to be the way of the world. But all that to say,
let's get to it.
Let's unroll the scroll. Chan, what'd you get?
Honestly, not really a whole lot on the toy front. Not much, but in the midst of my pain last week, I did manage to make a 5-store run last week with Elijah, and I found toilet paper.
did you do it old school with a paper map, the red felt pen, and you just
he did on the app that he was using, because he took a picture of our list instead of taking the list with us. So that was a success, and paper towels both. It was a twofer situation.
Nice. Wow,
look at this. You guys feeling pretty low?
Yeah, yep. And I was kind of getting worried that if I didn't find some soon, we may be like down to like, you can have a square. Here you go.
Wow.
I could send you some of the collection if needed.
Oh, I appreciate that. I found 6 rolls, a pack of a roll, like 6.
Wow, that's rolled gold, as Beansy would say. That's some money there. That's a lot of money.
And I found a really cool pattern, and I made JD a face mask. Can you see
hold on. Wow, that's dope.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, look at that. Shell shock.
Yeah, some Ninja Turtle action. And I ordered this.
Uh-oh, something big.
Oh, I saw you post that picture.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's my sisters and I probably 10 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Neat.
So it's on a piece of cork. Like it's
Rebels.
A cork print. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, so you can like pin shit on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sitting on one right now.
Pins and needles.
That's pretty much all I got. I got food last week, so I made some lovely tacos for dinner. See, tacos.
Yummy. Not a burrito, but I'm close.
Taco. I had tacos for dinner too.
Nice. But that's pretty much it for me. I mean, everything's been pretty slow. We've been trying to just keep up with household stuff. I've been doing some painting, and we've been doing yard work, and that's about the gist of it. Not really getting much. What about you, Chris? Did you get anything?
Oh, let's see. I got a ridiculous amount of foam. I had to go to Home Depot, so I had to get paint at Walmart. It's basically supplies for Dio's. It's mind-boggling how many of these things we've got to make. I got something mainly to annoy my children with, but I'll show you.
Tell me what. Oh, I'm going to annoy my kids, too.
I'm going to show you. I bought a trumpet off eBay.
Very I played
trumpet in the band in middle school. I remember nothing except how to blow into it.
Right. Dude, we're gonna put the band back together.
We are. But you know what? Just like everything, there's a million people teaching it on YouTube. So
That's cool.
Oh my god!
Hey, I used to play the viola.
Give me a C, a bouncy C.
Maybe I should buy a viola.
We should all get instruments, and we can do a big fucking concert. I call Dibby's on the triangle.
It's a slide whistle. So for around $100 on eBay, you can get a Chinese-made trumpet, like a brand new one, or for that same price, you can get a. I'm gonna say this is probably from the 80s. Beat the fuck up, but it's a Con Director, which is a very good trumpet. It's just beat the fuck up, which I like. You know, it's tarnished and dented, and I don't know. If I was going to make a diorama of a trumpet, it would look like that. So
nice.
So yeah. I'll learn a couple of songs.
JD is right. We do have a tuba in this house.
It's not a tuba. Whoop, whoop, boom,
whoop. It's Elijah's tuba. There you go.
One of the reasons is I had instated a 9 o'clock wake up time for my children. It has been a struggle. So I threatened them with something, and then it came in today. My daughter was like, "Please get away from me with that thing! Please get away from me with that thing!"
What's the morning bugle? Is it a bugle call in the military?
Yes.
Yes.
Do. Yep.
I'm probably not quite there, but they know that there's a concert coming at 9 in their hallway.
Very good.
Wow. And I think I didn't get any figures or anything. I did it, you know, just breeze through the toy aisle at the shitty little Walmart today, and they had a Beta Ray Bill there, which I thought was very strange. Isn't that like a year old almost?
Yeah. Return for something they found in the back.
You know what?
Return. They're not taking nothing
because there was actually there were some other figures from that wave there too. So apparently, either the warehouse sent them a case, or they just found the case in the back. So. Either way, we have some action-packed segments for you tonight.
Yeah,
we need to continue to get scrapelier and scrapelier, as they say. Scrapelier and scrapelier. We're going to start off with some action figure news. Everybody see our lovely super Ollio.
It's a me, Ollio.
That's fucking awesome.
to Jisk's Instagram, it still has some gold hidden on it.
That is gold.
And then shout out to Jeremy B. Even in this strange time we live in, he still pulls the figa news together. You know, it's video game heavy and we don't know what any of this stuff is, but thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy B.
From the bottom of our hearts. Let's get started with, this is from Beast Kingdom. I don't know if you guys remember them. We've covered them before. This is an 8-inch tall, soft goods figure that they are producing. This was shown originally at Toy Fair, although I don't remember seeing it. But this is a Heath Ledger. I'm going to say a Heath Ledger inspired Joker because it doesn't really look like Heath Ledger, but got some nice looking soft goods. Looks like they got the print on the shirt right, which is that batshit crazy hexagon pattern.
Hmm.
28 points of articulation. It is 9th scale, which is, you know, real popular with the kids.
Great.
I think that's what. What are they called? Play Arts High, around that height, I guess.
Marionette height.
Oh, marionette height. Don't talk about marionettes like that, bro.
That's a heavy stitch on that vest. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it is a bit big, especially for something this large. I think mm-hmm. they would be able to get in there a little better. So, but that comes out. It's supposed to come out in the third quarter, and pre-orders should be live soon on this one. And it runs $100 American cash money.
Whoa, look at this guy.
Well, we saw Whoa. That this was coming out. So this is the variant figure of the Batman Detective Comics. Dust, the one that you have. It's probably still in the plastic. Oh, you opened it.
Ooh. Yeah, it's, of course I did.
What? Of course you did.
I think I lost the Batarang, though.
It's okay. It's probably in your. Never mind. So they're doing a classic gray and blue version of this. It comes with a gun and Batarang 7-inch scale, $20, due out. I thought it was already out, but apparently it's coming out in May.
Doesn't look as good as the other one. I think it's the head sculpt. And
the bat symbol's too low on the chest.
That is part of it. But that chest is so weird, though. It's kind of where do I put it? And then the cape cuts in.
That's one of those things that I'm sorry. You walk down the aisle, you see it, and you judge when you see it in that packaging.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say the logo looks way too big. Like it's low, but it's also just it takes up his whole chest. It goes nipple to nipple.
You know, I always curl my toes up like this whenever I'm running.
Oh yeah, yep. Me too.
I was told that by someone that is somewhat plugged into things that Tom McFarlane himself poses all this stuff.
Are you serious? No. Come on.
Yeah.
I think Tyler just invented a new length way to measure length, nipple to nipple. Babe, how big is it? I don't know. Nipple to nipple. All right, sweetie. Thanks.
But my nipples are over here. They're in my armpit.
It matters about the year, I guess, as the years go on.
Years. So, and it comes in a box, surprisingly enough. I don't know if they're just switching this out in cases or if it's just going to be a one-off thing that shows up, but either way.
Oh, so this isn't like a – is this going to be like a chase figure? Like it's just going to be randomly assorted into packages?
It could be any of the above. I don't know if it's a store. It's odd that it's just the one figure that's different. You know, maybe Superman or something.
Well, to me, this says very Super Friends.
Correct.
So I'm wondering, like, if we'll get a. I'd almost be down for a Super Friends repaint of all of these things,
like a classic,
like the old school Kenner Power figures.
Yeah. Meanwhile, from the Hall of Justice.
Yep.
Okay, so moving on here. This is Oh wow, that actually looks good. I didn't really look at it. So this is the Batu figure from Ghost in the Shell. Yeah.
Nice.
Looks really good. It was shown at Wonderfest.
Nice job.
Old man Logan.
That's what I was about to say. It's got an old man Logan vibe.
Yeah, it does. I like it. Yes, I like his shoes and everything. It looked like alien stompers.
Speaking of that, did you see there's another one coming out, Chris?
I did. It's too bad they only make them up to 13. Mm. Been breaking my heart.
Cut the toes out of it. Make it a sandal.
Maybe you should just 3D print me some and shut up.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I do. Oh my! I got my Whoa. Alien Stomper custom sandals on. I love you, Tyler. So this is.
I feel that love. I feel that love from here.
The $98.
Can you feel it nipple to nipple?
I don't know. I kind of want to know what doodle cheese means, but what if you have three nipples asking for a friend? Like, I'm kind of curious as to how you would play with that measurement.
What you do is you have to average them out and then create a circumference.
Pi
or square. Just remember
that.
It's nipple math.
He's almost got a T square, carpenter square.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes straight down. But if your belly button's off center from your middle nipple, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Is the third nipple superfluous?
Nibble.
Got the nibbles.
Krusty the Clown have a third nipple?
I would believe
I would probably say yes, even though I don't remember, but probably so.
Hey, hey.
I know Chandler did. From
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, boy. What a
dream. Anyway.
All right, so this is coming out in December. Pre-orders are live. It comes with swap out hands, a couple guns. It comes with a cigarette. And this, December 2020 release. So, and that's $100 again.
Oh my.
And keeping in with the Good Smile Figma company, this is, this is the, Shadows Die Twice Sekiro figure.
I think that's
a video game.
Yes, it's a beautiful video game. You know,
I remember talking about this when we looked at the press from the show because you mentioned it. I mean, this thing looks incredible. I'm not going to lie. I don't know shit about the character. So this is a 6-inch tall figure, comes loaded to the gills. There is a standard and a deluxe version. We're looking at a January 2021 release for this bad boy. Pre-orders are currently available. Your favorite import retailer.
Wow.
And considering this isn't soft goods at all, this is very impressively done.
Is this one 12th scale?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a robot arm?
This is
robot arm. No. Yes. No.
He's infected with a techno virus. That's what that is.
I would say
it's a prosthetic. I'll put it that way.
Maybe it's wood. Maybe it's made of wood like George Washington's teeth.
It's got some bone in there, not his.
Oh,
other things.
Something with plot. The plot thickens.
She said other things.
It's a pretty awesome video game. Like, it's seriously beautiful, and this looks immaculate.
It's just like some stew.
But this, I would imagine, the standard version. And here's your deluxe version that comes with the loaded axe, this different spear, this awesome fucking umbrella prosthetic. What?
Yeah.
I need to look into this video.
Yeah, you should. It's rad.
This really cool title. So the standard version is 88 doll hairs, and 111 gets you the deluxe, which I think that, I don't know. If you're into this for 88, I think 111 is probably where you should go. That looks
probably
great.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, I don't know jack shit about it, and I'm trying not to buy things that like are just one-offs anymore, but right. That's pretty dope. Oh, look, and then he dies, apparently.
Well, you'd have, like, you should look into it. The storyline's even pretty amazing, but, like, it's, you'd like it, I think you would.
On PS4?
I think cool. It is.
No, that's something I can deal with then. Yeah, there he is with all his deluxe goodies. So, pretty impressive set. All right, Storm Collectibles is bringing us figures from a game I've never heard of. World Heroes Perfect. This is the Fuma Kotaro figure.
Fuma.
So this is based on a 1995 Neo Geo an arcade fighting game that I've never heard
of. I used to play King of Monsters on that.
Great.
At this restaurant called the Big Apple in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Did you guys ever know anybody that had a Neo Geo console?
No, it was like $600, $700 bucks, wasn't it? Or maybe more, $800, $900, I think.
I remember like in like Game Pro.
Incredible.
In those magazines, like it was always an ad for it. I'm like, this looks so incredible. But I'd never heard of any of the games. I was like, oh,
yeah,
it looks great, but I'm like, we're going to play World Heroes Perfect?
They used to have it at the Wiz. Flappish Avenue across from King's Plaza Mall.
So this guy, that if this is your jam, he's definitely available for pre-order, expected release Q3 2020. So this is 12 scale, which you guys know that their 12 scale is a little bit bigger than, you know, pretty much anything else. I'd call it a super heroic 12 scale. $85 for this one. There he is with his sword effect. And then he can lay down with his swords, apparently, in the air. Throw your hands in the air. Oh, and it doesn't come with the figure stand. Sorry.
Fail.
True believers.
Whoa, I heard they have the best stands.
Maybe. Does he spin like that?
Maybe.
You can see the motion.
Go fast enough. It looks like he's spinning.
There he is again on the stand that he doesn't come with. What the hell? They're dumb for doing this. Include the stand or don't show it.
Right.
Oh, wow. That's a cool effect. The dragon effect.
Nope. It's not included. it would be. Anything cool is not included.
None of this is included. So here he is with all his goodies. Once again, it's $85 available at your.
Well, where's the stand?
Oh, you didn't hear? It doesn't come with the stand. Oh. It's not included. All right. Up next is the Mezco exclusive that came out last Wednesday and is already sold out, but you can jump on the wait list and possibly pick one up. This is Baron Benz. This is the Rumble Society from Mezco. This is some of their proprietary characters. This is, let's see, they did all the Gomez stuff and the Pink Skull Society, which is part of the Rumble Society. Pink Skull Chaos Club, excuse me. And then Baron Benz, of course, was premiered at Toy Fair. So he comes with two heads, swap out hands, this crazy hooking, slashing thing, the fish that looks so cool. It comes with this water wave. So, and by the way, I mean, the cave diorama is pretty cool. My wife made it.
Very cool.
So shout out to her for... She was super excited. They do those little stop motions, and they use the whole gold pile thing we made in it. So she was super proud to
just awesome. Put that in there.
This is another cave we had made for Mr. D Amazing for him to take.
Yeah, that looks really good. I like that look.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I really like that head. That head's really dope. Yeah.
Wow.
Are those like octopus tentacles on the bottom of it?
Yeah, it's like a Cthulhu kind of vibe. Yeah. Comes with the anchor and the chain there. The visor flips up. I don't know if there's a picture of that.
That one's like... That helmet reminds me of like AIM.
You know, yeah, very Marvel. Mm-hmm.
A Scooby Doo villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That too.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. So awesome. Two different heads there. And it comes with the fish here.
That's pretty on
which
point.
Are super, that. Super dope. And yeah, those fish were fun to drill holes in. Drill holes in 9 of them and stuck rods in them to make them stand up on that display. So this is a really cool set. So it's Baron Benz and the Aqua Knights, which I thought it was Aqua Knots, but I guess it's the Aqua Knights. So you, like I said, you get the hands and everything, two heads, the piping that goes through his body, stand and all the usual swag. And
piping through his body?
I didn't say light piping, just piping. Mm. So he's got... He's got, see the pipes over here, and he's got all these connections all over him, so you can kind of...
Oh, they all connect around. That's I like what they're doing with the original line. I really do. It's not like they're just kit bashing a bunch of shit that they got, you know? This is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's pretty much all that I can see, all new stuff. So I actually got a mess with I had a prototype of it when we did the display. It kind of fit everything. So it's a really cool figure. I'm excited to get the production version in hand, and it was like a pack you got. So there was a exclusive order of the Holy Divers pin that came with it, It comes with a mini comic book.
Oh, there you go, some fiction,
and a T-shirt.
What
shirt?
All that you get all that for the low price of I think it was $112.
Nice.
Wow,
very nice. Yeah.
It is on a wait list right now, which means they've sold the allotment, but they seem to always fulfill some of the wait list. So if you didn't get a chance to grab one, go on your go on mezcotoys.com and just hop on the wait list. They don't charge you anything. There's no deposit or anything, but if it converts, it converts. They don't give you an option to say no, just to give you a heads up on that. So a couple crash box items are Detolf backers. Thank you to everybody who's ordered these. We finished the first batch, starting on the second batch this week when the material comes in. We are going to close this pre-order at the end of the week. I'm not saying we won't do them again in the future. I just have other stuff I want to do. So if you are waiting to get in on your Detolf backers, the Arch Nemesis, as Mr. Skullface dubbed them, just make sure you give us a shout on social media. And Crashbox Customs is a proud sponsor of Enter the Realm, your 1/12 Mezco provider. Mention the word realm when ordering to receive a prized gift on your order. And these got out of order. So our mythic pieces, thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who's ordered these. It's bananas how many we have to make. But we are going to close this pre-order this weekend as well, mainly because we have to stop at some point to make other things, because the whole point of this is to make like a doorway you can add onto this to make a hallway and a ceiling piece, maybe a throne room. We got a bunch of different ideas of how we're going to do it. So but this for you, you get one panel and one floor piece for $125 plus shipping. It's a discount on multiple. So if you are in the market for a mythic diorama and you want to spend them Trump bucks, Holler at your boy.
Shout out to Grass Clippings.
There you go.
Hey, Chris, Sportimus wants to know if you can make Billy backers, I guess, for your Transformer mess stuff.
I mean, I could probably make them literally to fit any shelf, but the ones we're making right now are pretty tough. Tell them to message me. We'll talk about it. But right now, we're just trying to do a lot of the same stuff over.
That looks good, man. Hey, Chris just left the building.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Maybe he went to go get something to drink or something. He clicked the wrong. He clicked the wrong fucking
screen.
He clicked the wrong screen.
Yeah, so when you press leave studio instead of stop screen share, you have to hop out. Sorry about that.
It happens. It happens.
Unfortunately,
someone didn't slide up in here.
Unfortunately, we did not get blessed with our favorite's Poppy tonight. He is working. Doing what he does, and thank you very much, Jose, for that. We definitely appreciate that. But I know I'm no Poppy, but I try. I pulled some stuff.
Pinky, Barney is not a real dinosaur.
That is great, and I wanted to see what you did, so I waited a second to do the.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Nope, that was good stuff. I like
just put it together real quick.
There you go. No worries, no worries. All right, so I'll pick some pictures out. These are pictures using the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm
on Instagram. So if you'd like your picture to be possibly featured, we go through these Sunday or Monday every week and have them here to share with you guys. So I picked five or six here, and there was a lot of good work out there, a lot of good work. And I guess there's a lot of people just, enjoying their hobby a little bit more since they're at home. But this one caught my eye. It's from Jedi Sith Photography. It is a Roger battle droid enjoying a butterfly, which was just the oddest thing in the world, but I thought it was super cool.
Very cool.
I dig it. Reminds me of Short Circuit when he was. He found.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what it's supposed to be? Is that like possibly the inspiration?
This thing almost looks like it's underwater in a fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
Underwater butterflies. Who would have thought? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Brian. At this point, I'll believe anything. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a Pixar filter right there.
Never seen anything like it.
There you go.
Incredible.
Up next, this is from KO Ninjas. This is a really cool shot. I'm not sure what he used for the background, but I this stood out to me because of the stark contrast with the white. So this is the it was the vintage Wolverine that came out recently with a couple of articulated icons. You remember the ninjas, don't you, Dust?
Ninjas! 7 years in the making.
You can buy them now for like, I think they're like $18 a piece on their website. Different color ninjas. But nonetheless, I just like the composition of this more than anything. The against the stark white with the black, it really looks like a comic book image. Really came together good.
What's the yellow dot?
Where's the yellow dot?
Right on Wolverine's nose, with the word yellow.
I don't see that.
I don't see that.
What?
I don't see that.
I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna send it. Well, nope. I'm going to send it to you guys so you don't think I'm crazy.
Okay.
Crazy. You really can't see it?
No.
Let's send it to all those hours of...
said it's on his nose?
Yeah, bring it. Yeah, I don't see nothing there, man. No.
Yeah, so like you're zooming out and now it's closer to the ninja. That's very weird.
Wow. Anybody else in the chat see what this guy's talking about?
It's something on your screen.
Yeah.
You listened to that Joe Rogan podcast again?
Shouldn't be anything on my screen.
I don't know, dude. Let me change pictures and see what happens.
It's gone.
All right. I don't know. So this is from
James, a 420 day.
James G. Really cool shot of Namor coming out of the water with Dr. Doom there by the side. And he posted the picture, and then the next day he posted a couple behind the scenes and then some of the comic panels that inspired the photo. So I'm really impressed by this, actually. This whole James, hit me up and tell me how you did this. I don't know if you cleverly threw a rock and timed it just right or what. That's what it looks like. But to get to this, I mean, that's fucking gold. Unless this is just transposed in front of something, which it could be. But if it is done,
but it's a clean transpose.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
It's wild.
Good shot there. This is from That Geek Bob. So he's got the Joker and a goon with a guy in between some shipping containers and a skyline background in the back. I thought the composition was really well put together for this one as well.
Yeah.
He's Mayfix. I think this is the Mayfix. Not the best figures in the world, but you can do some cool stuff with them. I can't tell who this figure is. This is the either the Scarecrow or the Bruce Wayne body with a Joker head on it. So looks good. And this one, this is from Dan Plastic Crack 36. It says, to the greatest ring announcer of all time, Howard Finkel. Thank you for all the great memories. Howard passed away this week, actually, non-virus related death. He's been pretty bad off for quite a while. Couldn't talk and stuff. So he will be missed for sure. But I thought this was a good picture and a great kind of tribute to the late Howard Finkel.
Is that Rick Rude?
It is. It's Rick Rude and Bobby the Brain Heenan over here. Yeah, he got everything just right on it. And just because he wasn't on here tonight, I thought I would grab a picture since he posted a couple of pics here. It's from our Poppy himself, HairKidBX. I like the way he kind of just barely he hit his little signature here. But is, help me out,
Warfare. Powder Primes.
Which one? Powder Primes. Is this Hot Rod or Rodimus Prime?
Both.
Okay, cool. Doesn't matter. I like that the stickers on the shoulders are literally the same ones that came in the G1.
Hey, we still got the sticker files from 87. Pull them out. The nostalgic kids will love it. Put down the trumpet. Will you stop playing that trumpet? You're killing me.
You've been playing the trumpet since 86. All right. So there you go. If you wanted to have your pictures featured here on the channel, as well as on our Instagram at Realm of Collectors, make sure you use the hashtag Realm of Collectors when posting your toy photography. We have like 136,000 hashtag uses for Realm of Collectors. Now. Nice. Look at us big dogging out here in these streets.
No. Well, Chris, thank you very much for doing that. We're not quite sure. Well, the next time you might want to do it, but you want to watch that promo one more time?
Yeah, maybe. Why not?
Fuck it for the people.
Pinky, Barney is not a real dinosaur.
I need you to send me that beat. Is that all there is to it, or
no? There's more.
Yeah, I need some Western vibes.
I was gonna go really crazy country, but I kept the chill country.
I mean, either way rolls with me, man. Listen to today. It's Pinky's picks here. That damn old toy pictures, man. I'll take them outside to the damn lake, man. I done lost my snake eyes to goddamn in the damn river, man.
I only spent about 20 minutes putting that shit together, but I had to watch a lot of Pinky and the Brain clips because I just wanted something Pinky at the end.
That's funny.
And that's the best one I could find. But that show is not for kids.
No.
Not for kids.
I haven't watched it in years.
We're not letting kids watch Looney Tunes, but we're letting them watch that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Wow. You know, me and Kelly were working in the shop this weekend, and we had just some 80s, you know, rock radio on or whatever. And AC/DC comes on. It says, you told me to come, but I was already there. And Kelly's like, wow, I never noticed that when I was a kid. I'm like, no, you sure didn't. I thought she had a fax machine and kept her motor clean. I'm like, was she working in an office and an auto repair shop? Okay. Hopefully we'll get Jose back next week. If not, you know, we'll get some picks up.
Hey,
that's fun to go through them.
Now you got to do it every week.
Oh, boy.
When he's not here.
Okay, I'm the official backup. Sure, that's me. Okay.
The promo, that's it.
Hey, let's look at some shit we can't afford.
Everybody got a trunk check. Everybody can afford this now, right?
We'll see what you pull.
Not
up,
everybody.
Don't mind me.
All right, it's a reoccurring theme here. All right, there it is.
The yellow dot.
It's still there. You see it?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, it's on your computer.
Yeah, your screen. I don't know what it is.
It's on your screen. It's on yours.
It still says yellow. I don't get it.
It's maybe it's one of those fucking UFOs, bro.
Maybe.
It's a beauty.
All right. Let's get after this tonight. We've got a couple new prints. The Electric Connection.
Ooh.
By Bill's.
I really like that one. I've been a fan of this guy for years. I still can't pronounce it properly, but it's all good.
So pretty
it's
cool.
Probably Shankovic. A lot easier to say than we're thinking. It's like Worcestershire sauce.
Probably.
Isn't it Shankovic?
Shankovic.
No, it
could be.
Oy.
So anyway, we're looking at Daredevil and Elektra. Daredevil in the what did we decide this suit was? Badlands.
That may be the Shadowlands suit.
Shadowlands. Okay.
We'll go with Shadowlands. I used to hate this guy's artwork when he did it back in the day on New Mutants, but now I realized the genius in it. You know, as I got older.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has almost got like a watercolor vibe to it.
Everything he did, his fucking covers, his runs on books, it's so fucking good. So good. And he could do like a regular comic style. He doesn't have to be so abstract, and it's still fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. We got a swole Elektra up there.
Yeah, she's a little swole.
A little jacked.
Sitting on a cork.
So, sitting on a cork. All right, so unframed, then of course our standard white and black frames. So
nice.
Looks scary. These are actually hand signed, not robot signed, Chris. Comes with a certificate of authenticity. So looks good. There's your two framing options.
Now, like the left.
Black for the win.
It's like t-shirts.
And then Dust. I saw this and thought of you, man.
Looks good.
I think this X-Men one looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of a weird team, but it looks good.
Yeah, well, it's
a little all over the place. A little Jim Lee, a little fucking classic.
So it's based off that Marvel Future Fight game that we saw, like the Hot Toys Punisher, Iron Man, or War Machine come out of. And there's a couple others that came out of that, too. So crazy thing about this one, it is all sold out except for, I think, the white frame.
Really?
Yep, one up, and it's all – you can join the wait list for it, but the only thing that is currently available is the white frame. So the one we're looking at now is the HD aluminum print.
So, hey, guys, join the wait list.
I don't know if I like this.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too mixy matched. Like, the team. Why is
it's
Phoenix
a team,
there?
Right? It's not the art. It's not the art.
Yeah, no, it's not the art team. At all. You know?
Well, I would say four out of the six X-Men characters are very like cartoon for me. Now, if Storm was in the white suit.
Yeah.
And maybe just regular Jean. Maybe we don't need the Phoenix, but.
Exactly. I agree with that.
But I'm pretty sure this is how those characters look in that game. So
that yellow dot ruins it, though.
The what?
Remember Seinfeld? The red dot? Oh, Georgie, is this cashmere? What's this red dot? Georgie!
So, I really like the artwork, though. Like, the artwork's great. It's
beautiful. I think the art's great, but I just can't get behind the team.
I don't like the Wolverine.
Oh, yeah?
The way is the stripes on his shoulders come down under his mask things. It just
looks funny.
Odd. I don't like it.
It's from a funny angle.
Man, you guys are a bunch of haters. When I saw this today,
dude, no, we're not.
I was like, man, I think the crew.
You got a winner? You thought you had a winner, huh?
I did. Thought I had a winner, and you guys shit all over.
Is that really how you think when you're putting things together? You're like, man, they're gonna love this.
Well, yeah. Well, on certain things, like when I see like the artwork, I'm like, oh, they're gonna like this. No.
I do love the artwork. I do. It's great artwork.
Brian probably thinks the same putting the robot news together.
Oh, they're going to love this.
Oh, yeah, they're going to love this. 17 fucking arms.
If he doesn't know better by now.
Combination.
If you don't know us by now.
All right. We're going to keep it moving. How many of you guys played the GoldenEye video game when you were a kid? Mm-hmm, 64. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Kid, I was an adult. Young buck.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, the game dropped in like, what, 95?
I was 46 when I dropped.
Shut up. I think it was 95 to 96. So if you guys remember, this was like the big computer at the end you had to get to. So pretty cool. Not another one-to-one scale replica.
So this is based off the game, not the movie.
No, it's in the movie too.
Oh, all right.
I just, that's where I, like, I have fond memories of that game. There's a lot of shit talking and broken controllers.
Ooh,
over, man. Over that game.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was it. Online back in the day.
And, and if you picked Odd Job, you cheated. So
right. Yeah, without a doubt. Right.
This looks good. I like this.
Yeah. And then from Men in Black.
Let me ask you this. Who likes Men in Black $600 worth?
I just thought
I'm not even good with a $1.99 download of Men in Black worth.
I just thought this thing looked cool.
Hey, that dot's yellow, by the way.
I get it. I'm gonna have to figure out what the hell that is. I've never seen that before. Which is weird because it showed up on that photo and I wasn't
is that a love gun?
Sure.
Set the stun.
There you go, Dust.
Wow.
Staring right in the pee hole.
I think this is Kay's gun.
Who?
I can't remember.
Tommy Lee Jones' character.
His name.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. We'll keep it moving.
You had a 1 in 26 shot of getting that right, Brian.
All right. So, 6 scale. We got the new Captain Marvel from Endgame.
I mean, I know people have been clamoring for this, so.
So angry.
I like the suit better than the
shape.
Than the first one.
Did come with order? A grocery store manager.
Did you go ahead and order it?
Not my jam. No.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Peter Parker.
And there was more people actually excited for the Scarlet Witch standing behind her.
Mm. Correct.
Than actually this one, so.
And the, what's her name, too?
Mantis
hasn't come out, has she?
She has not come out, but there was a third party one that everybody was picking up for a while, and then
yes, I remember that.
And then they announced that one. So I think it's cool. It comes with the gauntlet and some glowy fists for some punchy punch.
It's the movie everyone's forgotten about. Mm. No one talks about it anymore. It's lost.
It hits a little close to home.
Curious to see what this suit is made out of.
Potatoes. I don't know.
It looks very leathery. Which I don't know. Based on some of the other Marvel suits. I know degradation is always a concern.
Right.
So there's your what do they call the old women's team? A squad? A what was
Alpha
it?
Flight?
Alpha Flight, there you go.
No, that's the Canadian X-Men. I think it's A-Force.
Yeah, A-Force. Yeah, there we go.
Did you say B-Force?
Don't like four. So it's funny, out of all of these, I think Shuri's the only one that's out at this point. So.
Hmm.
Wow, they're going to give you the Guardians 1 Gamora. I like your Guardians 2 outfit. More badass.
I'll make a note.
That's good. All right. Kick to the hamstring, back of the knee. All right. You guys aren't feeling this one. We'll keep it moving.
No, Thanos, I'm not.
Is Thanos the manager at the grocery store?
Could be.
Oh, look. Do you see the sash covering up the...
It's got a great sash.
The behind that doesn't exist.
Wow.
All right. And then staying on topic with the documentary starting. This time they're dropping the Michael Jordan pack in the away. We saw the home in the white jersey. So we're getting a then and now kind of a feel.
Oh, before and after.
Rookie year Mike to 96 coming back. I almost, well, they should have put him in the 4-5 jersey in the red.
No.
I mean, no.
All right. Wait, do you have to redress this figure?
No, you get two of them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's $540. So you get rookie Mike and you get veteran playoff Mike.
That would feel weird. Stripping down all of Michael Jordan and
undressing Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
So
we're doing that.
Mike buddy. Wherever I go, Mike goes. Mike buddy.
That's funny.
Mike buddy.
I thought this was kind of cool too. You get the 1 through 14 collection, all OGs except for one. Which one is it?
Oh man, OGs except one. It is the.
I think somebody didn't look close enough when they did it.
Oh man, I can't. Is it the 2?
Mm-mm.
Oh well, I know it's the 10.
Nope, that's a nope. Chicago City series.
Yeah,
it's the 5. It's supposed to be the black metallic, but the lace lock and the soul color isn't right, but.
Okie dokie, you are correct, sir.
Good job, Inner Bay.
Anyway. We're like Inner. Oh wait, never mind.
So, comes with everything you see here. This thing's pretty cool.
Well, have you ordered it yet?
I've not. I've been trying to talk myself out of it because I know if I go down this road, I'm going to want more than just that one.
Pippin.
They have a Pippin. They have a Rodman.
Oh, they do. All Chicago. Yeah. Do they have Do they have a Phil Jackson?
They do not.
Ah, fuck them all.
Jerry Krause.
Oh, yeah. He comes with like crumbs. You can brush off him. It just continuously is dirty.
Good old sausage fingers.
Tony Kukoc.
I want a Luke Longley or we riot. No? Nobody?
Steve Kerr dropping those threes.
I want Paxson, but you don't know which one it is.
Bill?
Bill or John?
Yeah. No. I want to Bill Cartwright, Bill Winnington, 2-pack.
What about Horace Grant, B.J. Armstrong? Let's go old school.
I want a Craig Hodges 3-point shootout with no name on the jersey. That's some old school for y'all. I don't know if anybody was going. Tyler probably remembers that.
I remember that one. My
favorite sport.
Do you remember when Jordan got his jersey stolen in Orlando when he had a rock number 12?
I do.
It was on a basketball card. All right. Enough with Jordan trivia. On to statue news tonight.
Michael Jordan statue. Oh.
No, oh, sorry. No.
For a limited time right now, you get the Michael Jordan rookie statue on the FlexPay system.
FlexPay? Is it back?
So we get a
DC
Rebirth Catwoman, very Arkham.
That's stimulus money.
Nice.
What it is. Style.
Do you guys cash Trump bucks here?
I got some Bitcoin. You guys take Bitcoin.
So shiny.
Yeah, that Gawk Girl really looks good.
It's patent leather. Are you in on this, Brink?
No.
Don't get it on my patent leather.
I'll just go look at it at Bobby's.
You know, very interesting side note conversation on that very kind of thought process today. Well, on this week's Nerd Rage Radio. Just saying. Do you need stuff your friends have? So,
Which head do you guys like? Do you like the hair or do you like the helmet?
Helmet.
I'm going to say helmet. Yeah. I like both of them, but I like the helmet better.
Yeah.
It's more iconic.
I think if she had the goggles on the hair.
Ooh.
The Google goggles.
All right. And then from Injustice.
That price is an injustice.
From excellence. I mean, it's quarter scale. It's a big unit.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's a big boy.
Injustice for all.
So for $800, you can get Superman. It's a great game. Well, at least the first one was. I didn't play the second one.
Me too, Nightwing. And I'm me too.
Hey, Nightwing, she's got a groom. Hey, you gotta get it.
Sorry. I had to.
This cape just looks like it's made out of grandma's velour curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very got that velvet painting of the bull and the
with the satin trim.
That's
yeah. You guys ever been in a house trailer where they had a velvet cockfighting picture on the wall? Because I would like
to have that. I really would.
Well, I got a guy. Yeah, he works pretty slow.
No matter what type of cock.
You have to. Oh, hang on. Are we talking about roosters here?
Yeah, exactly. Does it have feathers?
No, I've got a guy that does the other kind of cockfighting too now. You talk about some hardcore shit, some razor blades. It's right after the chicken drop.
Janko, it's not for me.
Rotad.
Can I?
I'm sorry. New character right here tonight, Janko. I don't know. That's all I got.
All right. And then if you want to get.
Is Superman still a good guy or is he like a bad guy?
In the first one, he kills the Joker. Because Joker kills Lois Lane.
It's a good book. Really,
and then he basically takes over the world and takes away people's freedom to stop crime. Uh-huh. So
it's kind of like the coronavirus.
Yes.
And then if you want to spend more of your check, they got $1,000 version. We'll just move through it quickly. Comes with the alternate swap out for the chest. Hmm. Comes with the angry eyes.
I'm packing your angry eyes.
Angry eyes.
Couple of different hand options, arm options. Then I'm trying. I think they call those the super. It's a super corpse. I don't remember, but he has like a whole bunch of robot supermen that help him enforce his laws.
Robot supermen.
Yep.
Why is that in the news?
What are they made out of? Adamantium or something? Or they're just robots.
Wrong universe.
So, there you go.
Sorry.
All good.
Vibranium? Is that the right
universe? I'll forgive you.
So now we got a third scale concept Joker.
Oh, so now they're making toys of shit they didn't make. Oh, that makes a lot of fucking sense.
From Prime One.
Wow. Look at the fucking eye shot out, huh? Is that shot out or ripped out?
He's got... It's the Batarang is what it looks like. In the end of Dark Knight.
Shit. Yeah, now I see it.
Yeah.
Look at the base. Holy shit.
Yeah, the base is dope. Up.
Yeah, Batman tied up.
That's a pretty cool fucking looking thing.
And you got Robin's face on the side there. So it comes with one alternate portrait.
Is that his head? I look like his head on a fucking wall.
That's the
it's a stand for the head.
Stand for the second head, yeah.
Wow, that's wild. That's pretty dope.
Pop. Thing looks good. So there's a close up.
What was that?
Oh, wow. Nightwing or Robin.
Nightwing him. Hey. Nice shoes.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And then there is a deluxe version.
With a lot of detail.
With the skull head.
What? This is dumb.
Is this when he cuts his face off? No?
I'm pretty sure that's...
What's under the face? Or
you said this was concept art, so...
He's doing reviews. I don't know.
So, comes with a couple...
200 reviews.
He's too busy. Just too busy.
Couple swap out parts.
Who's busier, the Joker or Bob?
I don't know. Everybody. It's fucking busy.
He's got a lot going on too. Joker's got a lot going on. Who's busier?
The Joker or Bobby Skullface?
Bobby Skullface in the DC universe. Who's busier? It's a battle.
Couple swap out hands, knife, and playing cards.
Where's my Carol Baskin figure?
I dig that look. You know, that's pretty dope. It's different. It's
the
different.
One with no nose?
No. Just the look of the actual original piece, you know. I couldn't give a fuck about that.
I dig that too.
Unless it's part of a storyline that I have no clue about.
Yeah, but this red skull fucking thing, I don't get.
I kind of like the top right where it looks like he's healed up after the batarang. Like his eyes all jacked up and he's got a gun.
He's got a scar. Yeah.
Kind of like that one too. And then sticking with Joker, this time from Iron Studios.
There's your classic right there. That's your Neil Adams.
another third scale piece. This one is, I think, 1200, right? Almost, yeah. 24.
Just as much as those checks are.
There you go. Let us help you spend your
treasures. What a coincidence.
Instead of paying for groceries and rent and utilities like you should be doing.
I like that one. Oh, there's another.
Oh, yeah, again?
Comes with the alternate head. For $1,000, they better give you something.
Give me a Harley next to it.
I like the other one more.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We're going to handshake.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Like, yeah. They snuck the Batman pole in there.
Bat in a box. So. Would you say this is dynamite?
Okay, so that's from the books of late. I don't know really much about it, but I know that did occur.
I know he cut his face off at one point and threw it in a river, and I think his daughter found it and started wearing it at one point.
His daughter?
Yeah.
Yay.
That's so, my daughter in the water.
All right. That's it. That's everything tonight.
Thanks, Tyler. That means...
That we means. Do appreciate it.
Only one. Get
you down. I feel like I had to think about it for a minute, but I think that Superman statue looks like Jason Sudeikis.
Who?
The guy from the Hall Pass movie. Do you know who I mean?
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live for a long time. He was in.
I'm probably saying his last name wrong.
No, you're saying it right. Jason Sudeikis. He's a sneakerhead, Tyler.
I think he looks like him.
I don't know who this guy is.
Oh, you'll know him as soon as you see him. He's been in.
What's his last name?
It's Sudeikis. It's Sedekis, I think.
I think there's an I somewhere in there, though.
It's possible.
Oh, I recognize this dude.
Put it up on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he cussed me out at a shoe store.
Put him up. Take.
No.
Got a pic of him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy. Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you know who he is. From The Hangover and shit like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's not in The Hangover.
Not in The Hangover?
That's Ed Helms. The other guy that looks just like him.
Apparently he's with Olivia Wilde?
Yes, that is correct.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That guy.
We're the Millers. He was in that movie. Do you remember that? That movie was fucking hilarious.
Kind of plays like a straight edge guy. A little quirky.
I know. Yeah, he's funny as fuck. I like him.
Apparently, he's got
horrible bosses. He's in that.
Yes, that's where I know him from.
No, I think that's Ed Helms.
Okay. No, he was in horrible bosses. Him and
I do know
Justin Bateman.
Yeah, him and Justin Bateman.
No, Jason Bateman. God damn it,
Justin Bateman.
Get it right. Come on,
they both got some great ass.
I know what I meant. Sorry,
my head hurts.
Anyway.
No, you're right. Yeah, he is in horrible bosses.
Speaking of Jason Bateman, we just finished watching Ozark.
Oh, my God.
We
binge-watched
that shit.
I got three episodes into season two, and the first season was fucking incredible. Why I slept on this show for so long.
Dude.
It was on the list. It was on the list.
So good.
That first season is incredible. It's fucking incredible.
Did you didn't watch any more yet?
I watched two or three episodes of season two, and it kind of snooze-fest me a little bit.
Get back into that.
That investor guy comes in, and I'm just like...
Two starts slow, but it finishes really strong.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
And then three is just off the fucking rails.
Off the rails.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of three right now.
Three's off the rails, and then the ending is like...
What?
Totally off the fucking rails.
It's like, it what?
Even a million years, you're like, what the fuck? It was like it ends, and you're like, what the fuck did I just watch? Right,
the feel to like when I watch Breaking Bad for the first time, you know. So that's what I'm getting.
It ended, and JD was like, I knew it, and I'm like, I had no fucking idea.
I didn't see that ending coming at all.
Me either.
Halfway through the show, I posted on Facebook, I was like, I'm watching Ozark, and why is every single fucking character a piece of shit?
People are pieces of shit.
That show, even the kids are pieces of shit.
Yep.
Everybody's a piece of shit.
The son's all right. The daughter's difficult.
Oh, he wants it to be a fucking piece of shit. You know he does. He was a piece of shit from the beginning. A little whine, a little piece of shit. And the fucking old man, he's a piece of shit too. They're all pieces.
Oh, man, the old man's great. He just walks around naked.
The chick at the bar that he was, she was a piece of shit too, because she fucking got loaded and laid every fucking Monday or Wednesday night, whatever the fuck it was.
Please, please keep watching it, Dust. Please.
Oh, man, I love it. I love finding shows that I should have been watching a long time ago. Just catch up.
Jason Bateman is pretty good, though. Like, what?
I've never seen him in a role like this.
Yeah, I love Jason Bateman. I mean, I saw him in a couple. Never. You know, he did Arrested Development, and then he did a couple movies,
comedies, straight comedies. He does like straight comedies, but no real like drama shit like this. But he still brings that comic twist to it. And what, is he writing and directing it too?
Yeah, I think he's directing.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Haven't seen Arrested Development, though, that is definitely a show you got to watch. That's a good one, too. So far.
The world's first anarapist.
Yeah.
I never got into that one.
There's dozens of us. Dozens! I hear there's money in the banana stand.
Right.
And then it burned it down. They burned it down, and it was actually full of money.
Full of money.
Yeah. Literally, there was money all in it. So every time I'm somewhere that has a frozen banana stand, I always say, here there's lots of money in the banana stand.
Great stuff, man. But yeah, Ozark.
Mm. Yeah, sorry.
No, definitely worth mentioning. So you guys watch anything else? You guys streamed anything else that's maybe not on everybody's radar?
Wife and I just started one called The Sinner.
Is that S-I-N-N-E-R or C-E-N-T-E-R?
S-N-I-N-N-E-R. So it's got a not Neve Campbell. What is her freaking name? Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel and Bill Pullman's in it.
Oh, nice.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, it starts off crazy. Like, she's just this regular housewife mom helping out with like the family business, and then she snaps, and they don't know why. And then, you know, some events happen. She gets arrested. They start digging into her past, and like all kinds of craziness keeps coming out. We're only like, I think, 3 episodes in, but it's pretty good. Like, at the end of every episode, it's one of those things like you're like, what the hell did I just watch? So it's pretty good.
They're luring you in. Anybody else got something?
Not currently, no.
I watched Single White Female for the very first time last week.
Seriously?
Was it the title that drew you in?
No, Dave Energon Addict mentioned something about it on BTM. And it was very interesting.
Made you think a little bit, huh?
It was a little scary.
Stop swiping right.
There you go.
I did change my Tinder pick to the toilet paper pick just
nice. Nice.
I did. I just checked to see how many likes.
Great. Yeah. You'll get there. And keep it up for a little while. You'll see.
COVID free.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is the chat recommending anything? I think Vinny's just randomly naming shit.
Grimm's said The Witcher.
The Witcher's good. I like The Witcher.
Yeah.
Right, Wiggenham said Grimm.
I don't know what Grimm is.
So, The Last Kingdom on Netflix season 4 comes on this weekend.
So, you know, I am about, I think I've seen 2 whole seasons and like maybe 3/4 of the third. And something Kelly and I are watching together, and she says she has no interest in watching it. So I might, that is really good. I was really enjoying that. Got a good story. And it's somewhat factual. I don't know if you know that, Brian.
Yes.
There's some hints of fact in there.
Yep. Got a 3 new matches and likes. Look at that.
Nice.
Hey.
All the papers bringing the girls to the yard.
Yeah.
My 2-ply brings all the girls to the yard. They're like, it's better than wiping with socks.
Fucking Knight of Ren. The Mandalorian is pretty good.
I mean, no shit.
He just likes to mention the Mandalorian on every chat.
It's because you guys don't say pram. That's the only reason why he brings it up. That's the only reason.
The bassinet.
Yeah, right.
Did you guys see
the stroller? The stroller.
Did did you guys see that Disney Plus is going to put up like a behind the scenes on Mandalorian?
I did see that.
It's like an 8-part miniseries.
Cool.
Wow, it's going to be longer than the fucking show.
What's unorthodox on Netflix?
Unorthodox?
Grimms. Did I say that right?
If you like sci-fi stuff, I don't know if I mentioned it on here, The Expanse is fucking phenomenal.
Dude, I've been meaning to start that.
Oh my God, dude. You will burn through that quickly because it's so well done. The acting's a bit but apparently started out on the Sci-Fi Channel and Amazon picked it up. But I mean it's set like 300 years in the future. It's, I'd say, pretty realistic technology-wise, especially the first season. But it's very interesting. Very interesting story that they tell. Hunters has got what's your guy? She's got a great ass. He's in that one. Yep.
Oh, that's the Nazi hunters, right?
We're gonna hunt some Nazis.
Is that what they're hunting? Is that?
Yeah.
Did not realize that's what that was.
Yeah, I watched like two, maybe three episodes of that, and then I just moved on to something else.
So I guess short explanation of unorthodox is a woman flees an arranged marriage in Brooklyn to start a new life abroad. Then her past catches up with her. Yeah. Something about speaking Yiddish. I don't know.
Leaving Brooklyn and moving out here.
It's loosely based on a true story. It's like arranged marriage. It's like Berlin. Jewish Orthodox community. And
it's loosely based on an episode of Ren and Stimpy. Oh, Ren. Would you like to buy some rubber nipples? Stimpy, you idiot.
Do you have any rubber walrus protectors?
I remember one episode where fucking Ren loses all his teeth. And they did the close-up with the fucking...
Oh, those are the best, those close-ups.
Fume lines and shoot, the flies coming out of his mouth.
Didn't he have a worm coming out of one of his teeth? I think I remember that.
See the one where Stimpy shaves his tongue and they get like the close-up of like the
those
hair.
Those were great.
I know.
My favorite episode of that, and I don't know which one it is, it's where they're like trying to, they're working for the fire department or some crazy shit. And like the fat lady's jumping out of the building and they've got like a trampoline for her to land. I don't know. I just remember that. It's too bad that the network fucked with him and made him change that the second season into more of a, I guess, mainstream show, because that show was great when it was.
I agree.
Letting them do what they wanted to. It's good shit. Hey, Albert. Speaking of good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Brian, let's look at some.
Oh, come on, man. You know that freaks me out.
I didn't push it. Hands off. I didn't push it.
Robots.
Maybe, all right. You want it? We'll delete it for you right now.
No, you don't.
Robots. Oh, God, it's gone. It's gone. We're all together for this. I'm sorry, Chris. We're deleting it.
Robots.
All right.
Ooh, I like that one too.
I made this one.
Very good.
Enter the realm.
But not this. Dust made this. I just pasted it on here.
That's still cool.
Fair enough.
All right. So, in case we weren't going to see what it was, this is what Tyler was seeing.
Mm-hmm. You got to be that dude.
Well, if it was important enough for Tyler to send it, it was important enough for us to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yellow.
Logan and, yellow, knows Wolverine.
So, for you shoe people.
Yeah.
Here what? We go.
I heard the first yawn.
We got something here. This is translated from Facebook. So, anyway. Go to trendy innovation brand with at this. To launch limited edition shoe boxes for Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron. This go-to brand's limited shoe box in collaboration with World Earth Day 422 will donate 5% of sales to the Northeast Tiger Leopard National Park Protection Base as of April 30th. Follow at GoToStore and repost this Weibo draw one to get this go-to Transformers limited joint shoot.
Is this what it's come down to? I mean, be honest with me. Brian, you can just say there's no Transformers news.
I got something for you guys tonight. But anyway, here's the shoebox. There you go.
Oh, it's just a shoebox.
Yeah, yeah, you put shoes in it.
Okay.
It said shoebox.
Is this a plastic box?
Shit. Air Force Ones.
It's come down.
I mean, you might be able to use it as a Legends display, maybe.
Air Monarchs?
Don't give them any ideas.
Mount it on a wall or something.
Oh, my.
Will my orthopedic shoes fit in this box?
Maybe.
Does anybody know?
It has heel spurs in it.
That costs.
Defending humanity. All right.
Custom shoes.
There you go.
For me and yous.
Very well could be an exact replica of the shoeboxes from the container store, Bees Fresh. I don't know. I've never even been to the container store.
Ooh, the container store. Has
containers?
They do, and they have drop front shoe boxes.
So, are they just like running off of the Tiger King bullshit? Is that what we're gonna see everybody do now? Like Tiger King?
Haven't we been seeing
something? I don't know.
Hey, that's some really harsh words by our favorite person in the chat.
Yeah, Jesus, take it easy.
Can somebody? And somebody give him like, you know, a nickel to think about things. That's harsh. Right.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
If we don't got the chat posted.
Oh,
here's the thing. If you don't got the chat posted, if you watch the video, the chat will play while the video plays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you retract a comment or delete it? Holy shit.
Wow. That was.
I've got the tools. Hang on.
Well, thank God Microsoft gave you a caps lock key that works. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There you go.
Unless you just held down the shift key that whole time.
All right. Sorry about that.
No, there were no typos in there. That is wild. When he's angry, he spells correctly.
No, that's his superpower.
Oh.
Perfect grammar, but only in all caps. When all
right. Yeah.
What's his name? Ben Stiller movie? Fucking superhero spoof movie that he did, and he's Angry Man or something like that.
Oh yeah,
Mystery Men.
Look, and there's tigers, and look, it does show that you can put shoes in there.
Oh,
yeah. So
you know who else you could put in there? That bitch Carol Baskin.
I guess if you still have your Nike Transformers collabs from like,
or your.
Oh, Puma, seven or whatever it was,
or your Puma, from last year.
Did you guys see that Missy Elliott meme that I sent you guys in chat? Marissa and I laughed at that for like freaking 15 minutes.
When was this?
Earlier. It was about that. It was a Tiger King Missy Elliott meme.
I didn't see Tiger King.
I think Brian is the only one that reacted to it, and it's we probably.
I didn't watch the show, so
I didn't watch it either, but. I still I understand what happens. So Elijah's still laughing at the fact that somebody would put sardine oil on someone else. Like it just makes him laugh to think about it. Anyway,
I don't know. You didn't. I put any chat. I'm in with you. Anyways,
sure.
Hey, on to team comparisons of our masterpiece. Star Screams. There you go. We got this is the new one. And this, no, wait, sorry. This is the old one, and this is the new one. So,
you know, speaking of chips, Doritos has done some retro chips. And I don't know if you guys remember, Doritos were originally like a taco flavor.
Mm-hmm. I love taco flavor.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, who had never had them, she's like, oh, what are these? So she tries one. There you go. And she's like, oh, these are gross. I'm like, well, I'm glad you have Doritos options because that used to be the only way.
Yeah, old school. It was like I remember the bag.
Yeah. And well, they're in the retro bag and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like yellow on the bottom, white on the top.
It's nice. like a Burger King uniform. Yep.
Yeah. I love the taco flavor. But yeah, and there's your taco. Your Dorito comparison.
It's just taco flavor.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like in
real life. Go, gadget scissors.
Go, wow,
did you do the overlay on that? Nice.
Oh, I should have, yeah.
It's like origami. It's like very complicated origami. That's what it looks like.
The legs on the right are a lot better.
Hmm.
Ready on the right.
Yeah, this is the actual movie design. So stupid. All right.
Hey, people like.
Hey, that. You guys remember this, right? And how we showed alternate transformations or combinations for him. I just wanted to remind you, this is what he really looks like. This is the Takara Seacons.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the one everybody's going nuts for?
Yeah, somebody look.
Want it? They really want it.
Oh my! Look at
this.
Is this
a fan mode?
What is this?
Yeah, maybe or maybe.
Piranha Links.
Kind of.
Is it a reindeer? What is this?
Yeah.
I don't understand what this is.
People have too much time on their hands if they're doing
it's
this.
It's almost
shit.
Like they're treating Transformers like Kinects now.
Yeah.
Whoever did this is definitely from Canada. It's a moose.
It's a moose.
Ooh, Rocky.
Speaking of Transformers.
Oh, it's bad. Is it bad?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's Jeez.
Guess who's back? Back again. Siege is back.
Smash up.
Go Tell cry them. Into your soup.
Smash a friend.
I feel like you need a bumper for this.
No.
All right.
Bumpers everywhere.
So let's say you had the reflector set from, I think, well, which one was this? Was this Siege?
Yep. Yeah.
I hope so. It's Siege Smash Up. And you added a brunt to it.
I don't think it's polite to say that in front of a lady. No.
But not just one brunt, but two brunts.
Two brunts.
Oh, wow. It's a real party now.
That's a brunt shoot. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Woo-hoo.
We got some Chijokin shit right here. That's crazy old school 80s soul of Chijokin or Chijokin, whatever they call that shit.
Looks like the old GoBot suit combiner.
Look,
those legs.
Here's the deal, people. I know there's not a lot to do right now, but God damn it. Go outside and get some fresh air.
Yeah, yes.
Just stay 6 feet away from other people. Or maybe you shouldn't.
Oh, man. All right. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is this one of those math memes? Does Robert D. know about this?
Fucking toilet paper math and now Transformers math.
That's right. Now we add a shockwave to it. And you get. Ta-da-da! Look at that. Some kind of like supercharged chair with guns.
I worked a very long time on it. It looks pretty good.
Six years, Dust. That's enough. All right. Turn off the lights. We're done.
All right.
That's it. Powering down.
That's it. This is the straw. That broke the camel.
Let's say you take the shockwave away and we add some of those Seacon things.
Did you put these graphics together?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Jesus.
Best part of your Sunday.
All right.
That's what you're doing them. I see what you did there.
Whoa, look at that. This one's not too bad, I think.
That looks pretty dope. Got a little head, but that's not too crazy. That's dope. That's different.
It's kind of like some kind of super exosuit.
Now, thing. Is it all together? Or can you... comes doubling out.
It looks like he's leaning up against that wall.
And it all comes doubling down.
Yeah. All right. So let's take...
We got more.
Let's take the two brunts away. And let's add the shockwave. So now we have the reflector, the shockwave, and the Seacons.
And divide it by?
Bam! Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
This is made by you people, the fans.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff here.
If I see this on a countertop of grass clippings, you're gone.
Wow. And yes, look at how they combine them together with the hands cradling the feet. So.
Interesting.
Hey. It's very inventive.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Now, let's say you had this drill guy.
Okay.
And you add a brunt.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Two brunts.
Two.
420.
Yeah.
What is the plural of brunt?
Bruntuses.
Bam! Here you go.
Wow, drill head.
Gun for a face.
Kind of looks like.
Is he from France?
Could be. Could
Does he have a drill
cone
head?
Cone head?
Yeah, it's got a drill head.
From France. Mm-hmm. I'm from France.
Yeah, lovely. All right, now let's add an impactor to that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Aren't these basically the same figure, though?
I'm ready to fucking start giving third-party companies to make shit again. Just so we don't have to fucking... Or I'm going to just make my own and say, put fake names on it and put it out there, leak it. Just give us something to talk about.
Come on, this looks like one of them Gal Guy card things, right?
All right, isn't that what all that right is? Bonnie Raitt.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
Boom, look at that. He's got the claws on his hands.
All right, someone's still mad about his computer. I don't know. I've had my computer 10 years. I never had a fucking problem.
Yeah, it works good. Works good.
And I'm all over the place. I'm on the ARG. I'm in deep place. Deep place.
Okay.
So I bought now mine straight from Microsoft. I have no problem.
All right. Now we're going to take a Mirage and one of those cogs, maybe two cogs, and bam, we get this nice little
Where do you find this?
Hey, look, man.
He goes to TFW. He knows how to log in.
The chalker was just letting the stuff.
Are these secondhand scrapings?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at that articulation.
Does that guy have 5mm port nipples?
They're called port nipples.
Nipple to nipple, Greg.
He's even got the pegs for him as like a big toe down there. That's pretty amazing. Yum, yum. It's flexibility.
Peg toe.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll add a little six gun to that. Oh, another six gun. And bam, you get this.
I'm sure there's people in the comments that want instructions how to do these. Fucking dead. I'm dead sure there's just people in the
You're probably right.
Hey, mom, can you come pick me up from this fucked up sleepover? They're doing weird things with their toys. Just tell them I pissed the bed. Okay. Sorry, guys. What's up? Did I miss anything?
All right. No. And all right, moving on to some third-party add-on kits.
I was going
to
say, did anything actually come out, or is this just our lives now?
I forget who makes this one again, like Fizzy.
Did you grab what dropped today?
I believe I did.
Okay.
And so we have these. Remember we looked at that backpack that they put on that Ratchet last week?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so, well, here's some additional parts. They got some more medical doodads for it. And yeah,
it's kind of awkward. Hey, hang on, go back. What? So nope, there you go. So you got a computer desk with a robot arm underneath your desk.
Yeah
What is Ratchet doing here?
Also, that thing looks homemade. I mean that literally looks like somebody made it out of like that fun
thing. What I'm gonna say is Microsoft just restarted my computer's never been restarted.
Why are we even acknowledging these?
I don't know. It's just blowing my mind, man. I'm sorry. More than this.
I think Ratchet's getting in on the dark web and letting that little robot arm jerk him off.
Oh, wow. Can we get just not winging him live streaming his computer that's being possessed by Satan?
Sure.
Wow.
And as you can see, so here's the operating table, and then those things kind of fold up, and boom, they turn into a trailer that Ratchet can pull around.
Well,
just when you think it couldn't get any dumber.
Now, between this and the fucking live tech support we're doing in the goddamn chat,
make this on something that goes.
And then the trailer opens up into like some kind of battle mode there. So.
Who made this?
Wasn't this Ratchet an exclusive somewhere?
Walmart.
Was it a Walmart?
It does look like Walgreens. Gort's right. It does look like fondant. It looks like something somebody would make to decorate a cake with. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
This is correct. I agree.
Is it sticky?
It might be sticky. It might be. Especially that little laptop.
Here comes Garbage Man. Transforming into a garbage can.
Oh, Mechanic Toys, our favorite maybe bootleg company.
That's right. Mechanic Toys, but not a legend scale Wreck-R.
Come on, knock it off.
I see what you did there.
It's a new segment. Knock it off.
And then we have Magic Square putting out their cone heads in legend scale.
Very nice.
I still like Magic Square, man. I really do. If I was in the game, I'd go be a Magic Square guy.
Oh, they say the new age seekers are the way to go.
They don't look as good. They're not as tall.
Not as tall.
Not as tall. I like my butt plugs a little larger.
I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
And pointy. Like
yeah.
France.
Yep. They're from France.
And this is also one of those mechanics toys types of guys making a green grapple.
Yummy.
Green grapple.
Green grapple.
It's green scrapple. When you leave it on the counter too long, you get green scrapple.
It's full of the flavors.
Oh, I didn't put these in the right order. I wanted to make them dance right.
All of the flavors.
And then we got the Devil Savior from that third-party Devastator from the Revenge of the Moon movie.
Revenge of where?
The Moon. Dark of the...
Dark of the Phoenix?
Something like that.
Emery boards.
And so...
What is that?
This is their version of Longhaul, I expect.
Oh. Looks like you're missing the top half of it.
Hey, Mom, are you almost here? This is getting really weird.
And you wonder why I'm buying Masterpiece fucking hounds.
Oh, my.
And then there's your comparison. So this is on the right is the Hasbro Studio Series. And then over here is the Devil Savior. I mean,
like you can one on the right is like, I'm going to get ya. Come here. I'm going to
tickle, 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 tickle. No.
Yeah.
Tickle monster.
Right. Don't do that.
Fans Hobby. This is their
test shot sample with digital coloring effects.
Sixth repaint of this mold, I think. But
wow, that's like some Toy World shit.
Yeah, this is their Machine Eagle, which is an homage to the Machine Wars Optimus Prime. And there it is. And then there's the little Optimus Prime. And there's the truck mode. Oh, pardon me.
It's okay.
And the one that we got as a toy had a no face guard. So he's not allowed to go grocery shopping. So in today's climate, yes, they give you the face shielded Optimus so that he can't go grocery shopping.
Bastards.
He better bring his own face mask. We had some guy go into his car, tie two socks together, and fucking smash him on his face. That is a true fucking story, people. And I made someone cry today.
Oh, wait, cool.
Tell us all about it.
I made a woman cry because I said, please, if you're going to shop my aisle, you need to follow the social distancing 6 feet. And she walked away. Yeah, you made me cry. Well, you know what? If you're that soft, don't come out in a pandemic shopping.
Right.
Let your husband do it.
Can I ask you a question? Do you guys have arrows that like make your aisles one way now?
We're not doing the one way shit. Okay. We should, but the storage is too crazy to do that, man.
That's how they're doing it in like the Safeway I was in today.
Yeah, if you had a smaller amount of people, we're letting 300 people in at a time. So
Jesus, it's still a ton of people.
Oh, it's because of the square footage and shit. It's only 30% of what we could carry. So yeah, we're at 30%. So.
Wow. That's a big store.
Dude, I don't even want today was like fucking crazy shit.
You tell me 1,000 people can be in that store at once? That's 30%?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Almost that's as crazy as this Springer.
Hey, it's late. Hey, guys, we're late to the party, but we're still here.
It is.
When they show up with a fucking keg at 1 a.m. after the cops shut us down, here comes fucking X-Transbots.
X-Transbot Springer. This is their Virtus.
Looks good, though.
It does look good.
That helicopter mode looks fucking dope.
3 years later.
Comes with a nice stand, it seems. And a spot to put little dudes to fly in there. That's pretty cool.
Can't wait to...
I got better things to do today than fly.
I can't wait to hear you guys complain about this one.
And then here we got some color
renders. Oh, we got more renders. Yeah.
Do you have to let it render?
Yeah, I mean, it looks clean though. Wow, I like to see. I'll see more. See
it
more.
It does look clean.
Mortar shell thing. It's pretty cool.
Butt plug. Sorry.
You know what? They paid for it, so they have to fucking come out with it, man. It costs a lot of money to design these fucking things, and it costs less to run it out at fucking $6 a unit, and they're selling it for $119.99.
Why would their handle not be X Transbots? Just Transbots.
I don't know, dude.
Maybe they had to get rid of the X.
Hey, we all do every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Sometimes more than others.
Like a bad habit. All right.
This episode of End of the Realm is brought to you by Agabus.com, the official e-tailer of the Realm of Collectors. Visit Agabus.com today for all your masterpiece and third-party Transformer needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping. Free shipping on orders over $150. And Agabucks. The same as cash reward system. Spend money and earn money for your next purchase. Visit Agabus.com today. For more details, make sure you follow them on social media.
Thanks, Hanny.
Brian, what's new at Agabus?
They've got the Transform Element Legend Scale Rat Trap.
We're all going to be put into a butt.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to be smashed into a butt.
And that is all.
All right.
Pickens or a Slimmith?
Tyler, you still awake there, buddy?
I'm awake.
I almost forgot. You forgot today they released, Toy World released pictures of a metallic set of their Bruticus.
No way.
Yes. Toy World.
Whoa.
Yes.
Toy World. Zeta,
whatever the fuck it was.
Oh.
Whatever the fucking Bruticus was.
Oh, was my it bad.
Toy World? Yeah, it was Toy World. Where's it Zeta? Whatever Zeta the fuck it was.
I don't know who actually has that one at the moment.
Yeah.
Seems like they're going, they're going to follow in the footsteps of their Superion.
Well, all right then.
Make
it metallic. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Brian, for that riveting journey through what you can really do with a 5mm port.
Dude, it's getting fucking tough, man.
Oh, there is a metallic Bruticus.
There is.
It looks just like the other one.
Do you want to show that to us real quick?
Sure, it's metallic. It's the version 2. So this will be the version 3.
But, right? The version 2.
The metallic of the tune version.
That's right. There he is.
There he is.
Well,
in all of his glory. Oh, wait a minute.
Hi, everybody. I don't know.
Are you tying a fly fish over there? What are you doing?
Something like that. Yeah. I learned.
This is metallic. I guess this is.
You know what? Instead of spending so much time making it different colors, why don't you find a way to put the shuttle the right way on the arm and to keep from your legs popping off?
Hmm.
Saying. Well, supposedly the legs popping off thing was fixed in the second version.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, the best way to avoid that happening, Tyler, do you know the best way?
Crazy glue. Or no, don't buy it.
Just don't buy it.
Wait. Do these light up? Is that a thing?
Looks like it.
Gosh, I hope so.
It's
all right, I'm back in. If they light up, I'm back in. I'm going to assume that's some clever light piping abyss.
Yeah, light piping.
So, do you think it would look good metallic-y?
Here's the problem. If it's not, if everything you have isn't metallic, it's like those carbonized stormtroopers or whatever.
Well, I guess it fits in with your new Fans Toys stuff, which is all metallic.
Fans Toys.
Damn. That's messed up if people are digging this and they've already maybe bought this twice already because
they were Superion dropped, you know, right after Superion dropped. Yeah. Right after the first one, and everybody was going fucking batshit crazy because it was metallic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gort says the legs are definitely fit on the Toon version. I have it. 99 cents. Crazy glue, minor fix too.
There you go. Sometimes that's all it takes.
They really need to fuck with those treads and fix those. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're saying. They fixed how that works. I threw that shit across the fucking room like 4 times.
These used to be the other treads, like the ones that were on Toy World, right? With, I mean,
the metal ones with the links
on Devastator, right? They were like individual links, but now
they're showing they changed them. Yeah, Aaron, in the chat, they're rubber tank treads now. That's fucking incredible.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, first version 150. Come pick it up. I'll throw it off the deck.
Can I meet your gypsy neighbors if I come by?
Gypsies were going crazy today. No hookers, but they had the fucking hibachi out. They're playing the music. The grandfather was out. He's playing fucking some sort of game on a fucking table. Oh, I love this place. It's good stuff.
So like a fucked up version of Sabak or something, as he plays.
Sabak.
Whatever. Whatever. They were just screaming and yelling over there. It's like they haven't been this active in a while. So the warm weather is bringing them out.
Warm weather has the gypsies upset again.
When you start your car up in the winter and you got leather seats, it comes warm weather.
Sounds about right.
Shout out for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go around the Jackal Cage here and tell the good folks where you at, Mr. Brink.
Hey, you can find me at Brinklizer on Instagram, Brian Brink in the Facebook groups. Tune in tomorrow night for Breaking the Mold. We have a couple, maybe just one. It depends on how much time we go, but some good topics for tomorrow.
I think you pretty much have an unlimited amount of time.
Yeah, those are no trailers.
No trailers. We learned our lesson. And it's a figa banging week.
Oh, so, boy.
Put in your guesses. Send them to Ace. Maybe you'll.
Tonight, we're going to fuck up my furnace.
Tonight, we're going to fix my sink in the basement.
I was just going to say, fixing the sink downstairs.
There's a hole in the wall. It's a piece of shit. Gotta put a picture over it.
Spackling with Ace.
Oh my goodness.
He's running out.
It's the Spackle Tabernacle with Ace Milo. Every other Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
Special G1 retro episode.
The Spackle Tabernacle.
Sorry, that's awful.
That's really awesome. That's Spackle Tabernacle.
All right. Dust.
Yo, Eddie, Dust Mites in the Facebook groups. Instagram, Dust Mites.
Tyler?
I'm just going to go this way.
He's on mute. Tyler, you're on mute.
Don't look.
Don't find him. He'll find you. That's all he's going to say. Right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
You got it.
Chan?
Chandra Cooper on Facebook, Wolf Gaming Pocket on Instagram, or no, it's just Pocket Wookie now. My God, my brain is shot.
Why did you switch change your Instagram?
Yeah, because it was too long and it was crazy.
Same account, you just changed the name?
Yeah, it's just Pocket Wookie. Which because it's the same as my Xbox account, so I just made them both the same.
Connect all the friends you make on Xbox can find you.
You can find me on there.
You can find me at Dust Mites on Xbox. All I do is watch YouTube.
I played Borderlands 3.
I was on vacation, did not play one video game. I have so many backlogged.
Dust, come on, man.
I lost the love for gaming.
I feel you.
It sucks. You just need that one game to hook you back in. That's all.
Yeah, it'll get there.
You can find me here with you guys on Monday nights, unless I can't make it down the stairs. Shelf Gravy with JD. Really working hard on that stuff. There's so much to do. I'm also making face masks, which is tons of fun to throw in between everything else that's going on. And Total Package Podcasts on Thursday nights with the ladies, 8:30 this week is
Good episode last week.
Thanks. It got off the rails hardcore. Wayne really had to throw some stuff into the chat that threw it way far off the rails. This week we don't have a topic, and if anybody has any suggestions, I'm sure we'll be happy to hear them.
Hard cheeses.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Roll with it.
We'll go with that.
And wine pairings there.
Sure. We can get on that. But that's me. What about you, Chris?
Crashbox Customs on all your social media. Christopher Pinkerton on the good Facebook. And Nerd Rage Radio. You can listen to me rattle on with Bobby and Joe on Thursdays, unless you're a Patreon subscriber, and I think you get it tomorrow, Tuesday, because we recorded this morning. So, good stuff. Hey, Dust.
Yo.
Do you maybe have some sort of, like, list of all the shows that are here on the channel? That
you could maybe... I don't have a list, but I have something to get us fucking pumped up.
Let's do that. We need to be pumped.
Pump.
Constantly pumping it. Wowzers, Uncle Gadget. you can find the Realm on Facebook. Our Facebook group is Realm of Collectors. And we are on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. While you're there, make sure you follow the hashtag Realm of Collectors. And shout out to Antoine. Steady putting in work for us, posting like a maniac over there. We're going to get to 10,000 eventually. Hopefully sooner than later. It's been a long, hard grind. That's what she said. We have a website, realmofcollectors.com. We pay for it. Okay. we are a proud member of the Cool Table Network. Check out the Cool Table Network on Facebook for all the other shows. Let's see what's going on with all of those. I guess that's it tonight, guys. Not a lot going on in the world, but I'm glad we can be here with you on Mondays to hopefully entertain you for a couple hours and bullshit with our friends here and, you know, get our minds off the terrible things that are happening outside.
The bullshucks.
Yeah, for sure. We'll post a hangout link in the Realm of Collectors Facebook group if anybody wants to chop it up. Some of us, I'm sure, will be hanging around.
Brian, you got that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
But that's going to do it for us tonight. Don't be lonely. If you need to talk to somebody, reach out. I think all of us on this panel are available, even Tyler.
Just got to find him.
I'm not hard to find.
That's right. He's not. Hey, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that.
He's done talking over down this. Thanks.
Say it with me now. Realm.